The Homeland Security Department's approach to purchasing never been that great. Acquisition management programs have been on GAO's high risk list for years. But a bill that passed the House this week takes aim at the management of these faulty acquisition programs. South Carolina Representative Jeff Duncan says the bill forces DHS to improve its management. Here to walk us through the bill's intended effects is Cameron Luthy, Bloomberg Government Senior Budget Analyst. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
So, first of all, what at DHS going on is this bill actually aimed at?
So, if you think about it, you're absolutely right. The Department of Homeland Security has a very spotty record on major acquisition programs. Managing those large procurements has been a real challenge for the agency. And the laundry list of failures and cost overrun, schedule and performance problems is quite long. Everything from the virtual fence across the southwest border to the program U.S. Visit designed to screen out terrorists and criminals from coming into the U.S. to radiation border scanners, Coast Guard fleet, you name it, there have been problems with the large acquisition programs at DHS.
So how does this bill, or does this bill actually address some of those things? Because if I think about some of those ones that you just mentioned, a virtual fence, the body scanner that perhaps could see too much, you might say that that was just, they were just kind of bad ideas to start with. It wasn't actually a matter of the acquisition going wrong.
Yeah, and if you think about it, right, there's plenty of blame to go around. Anytime you have a problem with a major procurement in the federal government, it's really probably unwise to point fingers and in just one direction. So it starts with the requirements process, and there I think you can find fault with the department on several occasions where the requirements have been overly ambitious. They were asking for something that was beyond the current level of technology, or trying to do too many things with one system, and or duplicating something that already existed. Those are the kinds of things that this legislation is in part designed to address. The other thing that the legislation I think is designed to address is sort of setting up consequences. Now, to me, that's sort of closing the barn door after the horse has already left. But if you think about it, what part of this legislation is trying to do is say, if there's a cost overrun, we don't want it to be kept a secret. Let's make sure the secretary knows. Let's make sure the Hill knows. Let's make sure the IG knows. It's a parallel, if you will, if cost and schedule slip by X percent, these notifications would have to take place and there would have to be steps taken to fix the program or cancel it. It's very similar to the Nunn-McCurdy rules that are in place at the Department of Defense.
All right, so that means that there would be some kind of a structure required at DHS to do that. Who would be responsible for all these notifications and public declarations if a program is going off the rails?
So the legislation would do several things to change the roles of the leadership. The first thing it would do is make the current Undersecretary of Management also wear a second hat as the Chief Acquisition Officer. The second thing it would do is it would heighten the role of the Chief Financial Officer, and it would add extra responsibilities by creating, there's already an Office of Procurement, and having someone there who would be the Chief Procurement Officer formally. I think it's important to understand that in many ways this legislation codifies the changes that DHS has already begun to make. And under the Undersecretary for Management in his new or her new role as the Chief Acquisition Officer, there'd be an executive director with staff that would sort of help keep an eye on all the trains that are running down the various tracks within DHS.
So if this follows a line that DHS already seems to be taking, does the department like the bill?
I have not talked to anybody in the department, But I have seen there have been some very positive noises. Let me put it this way. The Secretary Johnson put out a memo in April. These things are sort of all moving simultaneously. So you have this bill moving this spring. You have the Secretary Johnson's internal memo, which talks about strengthening the department's unity of effort, is the phrase that the Secretary uses, where he's talking about centralizing, having a forum for the leadership and the management to discuss issues within the department on a regular basis, a strategic approach to planning and enhancing the analytical capability of the department, setting up processes for enhancing coordinated operations, which is separate from, of course, the acquisition part of the department's efforts. But you can see that there are happy noises being made between the Hill and the Secretary. Tom Coburn, Senator from Oklahoma, sent Johnson a memo applauding, sent him a letter applauding Secretary Johnson's memo. So this isn't unusual for Congress to sort of see things moving in the right direction and say, let's put this in statute so we don't go back.
We're speaking with Cameron Luthy. He's senior budget analyst with Bloomberg Government. And one of the provisions that's interesting would be to codify and sharpen the DHS Acquisition Review Board authorities. It seems like that's another step that would bring some kind of department-wide perspective to the whole part of procurement.
Yeah, and not only keeping an eye on programs, making sure that at the earliest occasion where there seems to be schedule slippage and/or performance issues, that things get flagged for additional attention. There is also part of that in support of the review board, that the executive director post that I mentioned earlier would be keeping an eye. You know how big acquisition programs have milestones. You know, they have to pass this test. They have to meet certain standards before something goes into full-scale deployment or in production. And that sometimes is too late. So part of the job of the executive director in support of the acquisition review board is to keep an eye on things throughout the whole life cycle.
And Cameron, speak specifically to what you were saying before. Perhaps DHS in the past has been overly ambitious. You said that this was a bill to sort of tamp down those expectations. How does it do that?
Well, I would say that the bill by itself can't do that. I would say that the changes the department itself is making are probably helpful, although I think the acquisition review board's focus on requirements as specified in the bill is probably very valuable. We know from GAO analyses of both DHS and DOD programs that when the requirements are overly ambitious, particularly from a technological standpoint, that's almost a guarantee that you're going to have cost overruns.
And you mentioned earlier the CFO and the Deputy Director for Management would have a bigger role and say in a lot of this. What about the CIO?
Well, the CIO, I talked to some people who looked this over, and they don't see this as being a huge difference or change in their role, but clearly the bill does reference their importance, and it's sort of bringing them earlier into the process to make sure. Think about it. Some of the programs we listed as having problems had significant IT components or were IT specific, and more and more of federal procurement is about information technology. So it's more about having the CFO, the CIO, and the acquisition part of the house all in the room, all around the table together.
Finally, if this bill were to become law, what would the impact be on contractors? I mean, would they notice any impact, first of all?
So I've talked to a couple of the trade associations around town, and their first reaction is the one you had, which is, doesn't this sort of put into law things that DHS is already doing to try and improve its process? And the answer is yes. The second reaction I've had is general support from industry. The third reaction I've had is a concern that I think is warranted, which is that, okay, so DHS is now going to have this review board. They're going to have thresholds for reporting for cost overrun, schedule problems. DOD has a similar set of rules in place. The risk is that every agency is going to have its own set of rules rather than one set of rules, and that, of course, can add to the cost of doing business.
Cameron Luthy is the senior budget analyst for Bloomberg Government. Cameron, great as always to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.